Do you ever feel like your life is just filled with stuff and clutter? I know that when I look around at my physical environment, if there is too much stuff accumulating, if there's too much junk, if things are all over the place, that physicality tends to bleed into my psyche and it makes me feel incredibly out of control, which is why I am a huge fan and big believer in doing a quarterly purge. Hello, my friends, and welcome back. My name is Andrea Eppolito. We are here celebrating life, luxury, and above all else, love. Today was one of those days where I all of a sudden looked in my kitchen and thought, I don't make a full pot of coffee every day, so why do I have a coffee pot out? And I put it away. And then as I was putting away, I was like, gosh, do I need all of these old linen napkins? I'm certain that I don't use them. Maybe I should get rid of them. One thing led to another, and suddenly I spent 4 hours going through my kitchen, my closets, and my drawers. I did not do a deep purge, but I did a lot in terms of just cleaning up my physical space, putting everything where it belongs. And when I sat down at my computer, oh my God, did I feel this sense of peace and calm. And it led me into saying, okay, my space is purged. Now let me go through and let me purge my business, very specifically my digital business. Now, if this is something that you aren't doing yet, I highly, highly recommend that you set aside what is going to ultimately be several hours, possibly a week, maybe a weekend, to really go through and clean your business out. I want to talk to you about purging the stuff that accumulates online, on your computer, and in your space so that you free up room so that you can take on more mentally, so that you can be emotionally a little bit lighter. And when you get rid of things, you're just making room for more and for new. And so the first thing that I highly recommend that you do is go through your contact list. The contact list in your phone, the contact list in your email provider, whether it's Outlook or iCloud or anything like that. I guarantee you, you have phone numbers for people who are no longer a part of your network. I guarantee you that you have old email addresses and social media handles for people who have since changed jobs or left the industry. I guarantee you that you can clean some of this up. Now, you may be thinking, well, what's the harm in holding on to an old contact's phone number? I promise you, all that information is available on the internet. The World Wide Web will show you how to reach them if you need them. But when you open your phone and you go to your contacts, and when you open an email and you're about to send something, the last thing that you need is to have to flip through multiple pieces, multiple cards, different email addresses, trying to get to the one thing you need. So go through, clean out all of your contacts, email, and phone. The second thing that you should be doing when you are trying to purge through your business is to go back into your email. I have emails that date back to 2010 when I was first starting to outline and design the company that I would ultimately open up in 2011. Now, do I need those? No. A lot of them are just really sentimental to me, ideas that I was trading with my husband and with an old partner and a friend. And I just like to keep them because they benchmark where I was and how I got to where I am. However, given the fact that taxes and audits only go back so many years, I don't need old calendar appointments that are stuck in my email from 2012, 2013. I don't need correspondence that is just like, okay, or got it, or thanks. I don't need all of those kind of back and forth, innocuous, just chatty emails, whether it's between myself and a client, myself and a partner, or myself and a friend. This stuff is just clogging up your memory and it's taking up digital real estate in your files and in your system. Again, is it a huge deal? No, but it eventually wears your system down, and I really don't believe in holding on to things that no longer serve you. And so unless these are things that you may need in either an audit, or to go back and reference a design, or to pull an old photo if something happens and a client reaches out 6-7 years later and says, oh my God, I don't have access to these. Do you still have them? And that's happened to me, and I know it's happened to every photographer out there. But all of the other stuff, if you don't need it, go through all of your emails and get rid of them. Same thing applies for text messages. I am a huge believer in keeping every single text message that connects to a client, because that's written communication that you may need in the event that anything becomes legal or if you're trying to remember something. So I don't delete anything from clients that have only been within the last 24 months, but I will go through my text messages and find that I have completely random text messages from events and weddings that I did 4 years ago, 3 years ago. You want to go in and get rid of them. So once you've gone through and you've cleaned out your contact list, you've cleaned out your emails, and you've cleaned out your text messages, the next thing I want you to do is go in to your files. Now, everybody organizes and keeps track of their data differently. Every client that I have gets their own online digital file that we share. I do it in Dropbox. I prefer it to Google. I know a lot of people love Google, but I do like the consistency and the security that I have in Dropbox in order to be able to pull things back and not have anyone else have access to them. So I do it in Dropbox. I will go through after an event has happened, and if I had 6 or 7 floral proposals, something that was in development as we were going through phase 1, 2, 3 and on, I'll delete all of the old ones. I'll delete different proposals from vendors who we may not have booked if I no longer need them. If I had multiple floor plans, and sometimes there'll be 7 or 8 revisions before you get to the final, I delete the finals. When I close a file, I only want the most up-to-date information in there. And so you should go back through your files and you should get rid of anything that you did not use and or that you will not be using. I tend to keep vendor pricing. I have vendor pricing that was going back to 2006, 2007. Anything old like that should be purged from your system, because God forbid you don't want to use someone's old pricing. So go in and get rid of any attachments that you may have downloaded, any documents, any pricing, anything that is not going to serve you today. Go through and do a complete and total audit of all of the items that you are no longer going to need. This will clear you up so that you can finally move on to your photos. Now, every single business handles this differently. When I get photos, when I take photos through the planning process, I keep everything, like I said, for about 2 years. If anything major is going to happen, it typically happens within the first year after a wedding, sometimes 24 months. But I keep everything that I may need in the event that I need to answer questions, if I need to refer back, things like that. However, there's so much stuff that we don't need. I go through all of my photography, my professional photos, and I ask myself, do I need to hold on to all of the guest photos? I will typically hold on to them. And when I say guest photos, I mean the photos with guests in them, candid photos that photographers take. I'll typically hold on to those for about, again, 2 years. 2 years tends to be my benchmark on a lot of things, but I hold on to it for 2 years. And before I get rid of everything, I do send them to the client again and say, hey, you know, it's been a long time. Hope everything is going well. I just wanted you to know that I'm cleaning out some of my documents. I want to make sure that you have all of your images and that they are safe and secure. I have a, you know, a file. Do you need to download anything before I get rid of them? And then, you know, the client knows I'm thinking about them. I'm covering my butt. I'm making sure that they're protected. And then I go through and I say to myself, I want all of the great portrait shots. I want all of the ceremonial aspects, the first dance, the first kiss, the cake cutting. I absolutely always keep all of my details. But generally speaking, there are at least 50 to 250 candid shots of guests that I simply don't need. I'm never going to use them in social media. I'm never going to use them in publishing. I'm not going to reference them in other work. And so I will go through and get rid of those. Same thing for the behind the scenes photos that I take during setup, anything that I may be using for social. I will go through, and especially dress shopping. I can take 1,000 photos when I'm with my brides searching for dresses. Once we've selected the dresses, I'll keep those on hand just as something fun so that maybe I can post on social after the wedding, like, here were the 6 dresses we had to choose from, or let's look back at dress shopping. But after that, I don't need those images anymore. And so I delete them from all of my files because it's just, it's dead weight that you're carrying around digitally. And it's something you're never going to need to refer to. It's something you're never going to need to use. And it doesn't help move your business forward. So if you are looking at it saying, okay, it is the end of March, we are finishing up Q1, what can I do to move into Q2 in a really solid, strong, positive manner? Definitely go through and purge your business. And the last thing I'm going to suggest to you, and we can talk about this over and over and over again, it's something that we've been doing in the business coaching and development group that I'm in, the BBC. We've been doing it quite a lot. Go through and purge your communications, very specifically your contract. And when I say purge, I really mean give it a review. So every, probably twice a year, so every half year, every 6 months, I go through and I read my contract start to finish. And then I go through all of the issues that I had in the last 6 months, whether they were with clients or whether they were with vendors. And I ask myself, does my contract have a provision that would have helped me deal with this? And if it doesn't, then I seek to add it. If it does, then I ask myself, did it hold strong? Did it help me move the needle? Did it protect me and or my clients when I needed it to? Did it protect my vendors when it needed it to? And so look at your contract and give it a review. Also look at all of the onboarding items that you have, all of the documents that you may send out. So if you use pre-written emails, take a look at those emails and ask if they are written the way you want them to be written. If you provide people with any attachments and addendums, are those laid out and branded the way that you would want them to be? Is there a level of consistency? My pieces come out with my icon in the top left corner. Do you have something on some documents and not on others? Clean all of those up. Do you send out a budget? How does it look? Do you send out any onboarding paperwork, any questionnaires that you're asking people to fill out? The goal in this is to look at your business, cut the dead weight, and then take what's left and elevate it. You should be elevating your documentation, you should be elevating your communication, and you should be elevating whatever it is that leaves your office every 3 to 6 months. I know that once I did my little physical purge, I was able to sit down at my computer, look around, everything was neat, everything was tidy, even if I wasn't in the kitchen. The sense of peace that I felt knowing that my universe and my world was just a little bit cleaner and lighter really set me up for a tremendous amount of success for the rest of the day. And I can't tell you how productive I've been, how much I feel like I've gotten done, and what a great exercise it is to do. So we are moving into April, April 1st, tomorrow, April Fool's Day. I actually hate April Fool's Day. I just think it's ridiculous. And I hate all of the nonsense, because you get things and you're like, I don't know, is this a real lead? Is this a real question? Why are people messing with me? Maybe I'm just too old and cranky and a little curmudgeon, but either way, if you are doing anything to tease someone tomorrow, I hope it goes over well. If not, take the day, welcome spring, and start cleaning up your business and your world. Until next time, my friends, this is Andrea Eppolito celebrating life, luxury, and above all else, love. I will talk to you guys soon.